Avoid common mistakes when planting trees, shrubs, or perennial plants. We have reminders on the way next on Western Life Radio.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
Nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Ensure greater success when you try to establish perennial plants. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has reminders.
Don't dig the hole too deep. I was observing a situation recently where they'd planted the trees at the right height and then the trees sunk. Most of the time when that happens, it's because you dig the hole too deep. You kind of loosen up the soil for your plant, give it a better chance to live. And then it just sinks down and it starts getting the plant smothered. Very common on trees. It happens a fair amount on perennials at times too. So dig the hole only as deep as dirt in the pot, sometimes even more shallowly. If a really soft soil, it's okay to leave it a little bit high because it might sink anyway. So don't dig too deep. Dig wider because that will loosen up the soil that you need the roots to actually get into and it won't cause problems. Don't over-fertilize. If you do get a fertilizer when you go buy your plants, look at getting something that's slow release so that you don't have a burst of growth on your plant and then it kind of tuckers out and goes, I'm a goner, because it grew too fast. So if you fertilize when you plant, use something with slow release and don't overdo even that, and then you won't have the dieback problems that so often happen, pushing something too fast. And can you imagine pushing your kids to grow? Hey, here you go, Johnny. Take this growth enhancer. I know you're only 7, but you'll look like you're 14 in 2 weeks. No, we wouldn't do that. At least not any good loving parents. So be understanding that your plants can be over-fertilized.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.